I was stunned to learn that a rabbi has taken time out of his busy, busy day, and rabbis are often very, very busy. I was surprised to learn one had time to demand the maiming of dolls. In a tough break for the children of Orthodox Jewish families, a former Grand Rabbi of Israel has urged parents to amputate their dolls to avoid the perils of idolatry. Basing the move on a biblical ban on the possession of idols, a rabbi broadcast his edict on a religious radio station calling for an arm or a leg to be chopped off of the doll. In the case of a teddy bear or other stuffed animals, the children will see their beloved toys lose an ear or an eye instead. It's very important that these toys do not remain intact so as to remove the element of idolatry, the rabbi said. The rabbi's son, himself a rabbi, said it was inappropriate to own statues or dolls, even to play with for artistic purposes. They need to be amputated. It's going to be a tough sell for the youngsters. How do you broach that subject? How do you break it to the kids? Do you go the straightforward route and just walk into the bedroom and say, "Ricky, I'm decapitating G.I. Joe. Might want to say goodbye." But why, Dad? Because you like him too much, son. Well, Pop, I know this sounds kind of creepy, but I'm even going to like him more without a head. Ricky, what on earth are you saying? I know it hurts to hear this, Pop, but I've wanted to do things like this for a long time and haven't had the guts. I wanted to do it years ago to our dog. I think it's empowering, Father. Truth be told, while I was getting bored with G.I. Joe, this new mutilated version is going to pique my interest all over again. Have at 'em, Dad. And would you mind if I watch? That's it, Ricky. That's it. Because you want this so much, because you're craving this, and will apparently make an idol out of this newly maimed, headless doll, I'm going to refuse to alter it altogether as a way of showing you that it's not right to idol worship. All right, Dad. If you say so, Father.